Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP for one final time. That's right, Kevin will be back.
Are you kidding?
On the next episode.
What's so going to happen to you?
I get put out to pasture.
Oh, no.
So, it's been fun, guys.
Shit.
Maybe I'll see you in heaven. let's meet everybody, shall we? James Heaney. James, you've got a free day and $100,000 that you have to spend, sort of like Brewster's Millions. What do you do?
I have a free day. With $100,000, I don't know how long the process for. It's like the plans I have take more than a day, Cole. But I'm going to put forth all the money I can to get like one of those fallout shelter type things. And once I have that fallout shelter, I think they're only like $100,000. I think they're less than that, actually. I'll figure out where to put it later, but I want to secure like one of those things that you would eventually find some, because you can bury that in the mountains. You can bury it anywhere and have a place to live. So I'll put that $100,000 into getting the best fallout shelter I can get.
Wow, not what I expected it to be.
I mean, I wouldn't use it as a fallout shelter. I'm not a doomsday prepper. I'm just an efficient liver.
Yes,
like,
you
I want to get.
Hmm.
I'm not a doomsday prepper. I don't think it's
James,
the end is that
James,
near.
If we give you $100,000 today, the first thing you do
for
is go buy
day.
A fallout shelter.
$100,000? That's a lot of money. I've never seen $100,000.
Yeah, his point is you immediately go to spend it on
like,
a,
not like a cool car.
I don't know
like
how
I
don't know how else I get through that whole $100,000 in a day. Like going to Dave and Buster's, like it's gonna
yeah,
be
dude,
hard. I gotta get
economy,
rid of that money before
that's
the,
a Trader
before the
Joe's
pumpkin disappears.
Run,
yeah, no shit. It's not Dave or it's not Dave and Buster's or a fallout shelter.
I need to find something that I can dump
go
all
buy,
that money
go
into.
Go buy you and your wife a new car, first of all, maybe a down payment on a condo or something.
$100,000 car?
Wait, hold on. Do you think we're saying $10 million? Do you think we're saying $10 million? $100,000 is very. But
I've never seen $100,000.
Two fully equipped Honda Accords is close to $80,000.
Really? Are you kidding? Honda Accords? Those don't look like very nice cars.
I love it that it's just because he hasn't seen.
I mean, $100,000.
No, he's saying you can get two for $80,000.
All right, well. I'm going to go with the fallout shelter. It's my money, guys. It's my fucking money. Well,
because he hasn't seen the money.
Yeah.
You can't understand it. This is great. Dude, I need to make bank and have you in charge of my finances. I need to have that happen.
Well, my guess is you'd have more than 24 hours to deal with your money. Like, if I got 24 hours to change things. I don't know, dude.
You're in charge of me, so help me.
Well, I know you put $1 million in. I bought you 10 fallout shelters. I didn't know what else to do.
No, good. That's a good investment.
All right. Next up, it's Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie. Jackie, what candy is total bullshit?
Necco wafers. Disgusting. Yeah, I agree. They're trash. That's it. They're total bullshit.
Jesus.
No one's enjoying. Give me a Tums. I enjoy a Tums more.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like Necco wafers. I'm that guy. But
oh, you do? I'm so sorry.
I do for like
you. I'm so glad you're leaving.
I mean, I would never buy
that's
them,
okay. I love Twizzlers are my favorite candy, and a lot of people are grossed out by that. So.
Twizzlers are great.
I like Twizzlers. Twizzlers are dope.
Okay, great. Never
next
mind.
Up, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, what place or kind of place totally relaxes you?
Sitting in the theater waiting for a play to start, like the Amundsen or like the tour. I love walking in and being seated, seeing like the dark set. It hasn't been lit yet, or maybe there's a curtain. I just, nothing feels better to me than sitting in the theater before a play. I fucking love that feeling. Now that I answered that quickly, James, I cannot believe your answer, dude. I cannot believe.
If I had an easy question like a gross candy, a I could have come up with Necco flavors. Hold on. I'd be lying if I didn't say I ate some Tums for fun sometimes.
Just really quick. Do you think, two things. Do you think $100,000 is a lot of money? And do you think-
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You cannot take that away from him.
Hold on.
$100,000 to spend in one day is a lot of money.
Listen, Jewel the singer, her mother stole $100 million from her by spending $10 million a year for 10 years that Jewel wasn't even aware of.
That's because Jewel has so much money.
Well, but then she was in debt after that. My point is, you can $100,000 isn't that much money.
Chris, it's a lot of money.
You are the crazy one here.
So I'm the crazy one.
$100,000?
Now you're the crazy
first time.
Do you understand? There are cars on the road that cost more than that right now.
Yeah, but
I'm sure of it. But those cars.
So I'm saying that's a very. It's very easy to get rid of it. It's not just.
Yeah. It is true to get rid of it, but it's still a lot of money. If I had $100,000, I'm gonna move to the middle of nowhere and live like a king.
Okay, yes, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I was thinking of for the day. So I was like, oh, I'll fly to Spain and then go to a nice restaurant and then fly to New York and then go
that's
to a play.
That's the kind
like,
of question, the answer right. I thought was going to happen.
Not
I mean,
like,
you can take the 100K,
where are you going to invest it, you right. snoozes.
You can take the 100K and use it as a down payment on a house and like start
that's
back
what I was saying.
Going.
Yeah, but, right. But it's when James
was like,
oh, yeah.
But that's what he's
doing.
He's investing in his bomb
but
shelter.
He has no land. He has no land. That's the funny thing. He just
land is cheap.
Land is cheap. Hold on, guys. In 24 hours, do you know how difficult it would be to, first of all, buy the fallout shelter? Fine. You can do that. Find the land.
Move the fallout shelter.
Move it. Have it dug up. Put it in there. Get the fuck out of here. Go buy a Bentley. You'll still need more money. You can't even afford a Bentley.
But he
I don't
want
a Bentley. What am I going to do? Sleep in a Bentley?
And that's nice our cars. Show. Let's check in with everybody.
Sorry,
see what
Joey.
They're up to. Sorry, no, Craig. Sorry, Joey. You don't get to introduce this episode. Craig Kukowski. Craig. You've got an hour to grab lunch with any screenwriter, living or dead. Who do you choose? And don't use that time to buy a bomb shelter.
I guess Dorothy Parker would be fun. Like, she wouldn't spend that much on lunch. Like, I just have to buy her a couple drinks. And I'd get a bunch of witty quips.
I mean, the drinks are pretty pricey at the Algonquin. But otherwise, I like that plan.
Yeah, if I'm paying 1930s prices, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
You go back there, but you don't bring her to you now. I think that's a good. That's a good
exactly.
plan.
Yes, I go back in time. Then I might stay there. Mm. I tell you what, $100,000 would go a lot further.
Yes,
it will. Yes, it will. That's true.
Finally, Joey Greer. Joey, I hear you got a brand new invention to unveil at the next World's Fair, because they definitely do those now still. What is it?
I'm not going to answer that. James, you have to get land first, okay?
No,
you can't just get the shelter, dude. You need land, all right?
It's the only thing they're not making more of.
Amen.
Damn. But you can get the thing is you can go like right on the edge of the Palm Desert. You can get a side of a mountain that's good to nobody.
You keep on saying in 24 hours. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. That's my point. You need to get the land first, okay? You need to know where you're at, what the terrain is. Can you dig there? You got to know this stuff, James.
Yeah, that suffices better than what would have happened probably.
Okay, so I guess I was wrong with my answer.
Thank you.
You got to have jewel level wealth.
I'm listening to her book right now, Never Broken. It's beautiful. Okay.
All right. Showtime, guys. Here we go. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from listener Scott from Seattle, who wrote, "Hello, alchemists. I just listened to an episode where during a scene, Kevin responded to the word log with, and I quote, 'The only log I want from you is poo.' It caused me to laugh uncontrollably, but to be honest, I'm not sure if I was laughing at what he said or the couple of beats of dead air that followed it. Either way, great stuff. You guys are amazing. Anyway, my scene suggestion involves one of my favorite characters that Craig does, which I haven't heard in a while. It's actually more of a voice that he does when he's playing a bratty kid or teenager. Hopefully you know what I'm referring to. My suggestion, bratty tween runs for president. Thanks, Scott from Seattle."
Now we just calm down, for God's sakes. You can't get everything you want. You understand that? It's not like you're the goddamn president of the United States.
I could be.
No, you couldn't.
If they changed the Constitution, I could be.
Honey, he can be anything he wants to be, okay?
No, he's got a point. You can't legally.
This is America. This is America, Brad.
You know, Brad? Brad, guy.
You're not my dad, Brad. You're not my dad, Brad.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad I'm not your dad, okay?
I'm glad you're not my dad too, Brad.
You know what? Why don't you go to D.C. and change the Constitution?
Oh my two boys are fighting here, and I don't like it, okay?
No. Fuck that. Why don't we just drive out there, huh? What, it's only a couple miles?
And in this next room, we're very excited. We have the Declaration of Independence.
Jesus next. Christ, when are they going to get to the goddamn Constitution? You know what? Look,
Brad,
you
can't just drive high.
I think he is high, goddammit.
You guys are more alike than you think.
Buddy, are you high?
Yeah, I'm a little high.
We fucking knew it. God damn it.
What's up? What do you need?
What's up? He's not even my son. This isn't my real son, just so you know, okay?
But he's not my real dad.
Okay, yeah, I damn right I'm not.
What do you need?
We need the Constitution.
Oh, the Constitution.
Isn't that in the Library of Congress? Should we be in the Library of Congress?
Shh. It's here.
It's in the Rotunda?
Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
Well, can you take it out so we can look at it?
Okay. Just take it out so we can see it, please.
Here, put on these gloves. Put on these white gloves, please.
I'm not putting on shit.
Neither am I, for that matter. I'm not putting on gloves.
I'll put the gloves on. I'll put the gloves on.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to open up this glass case, and there it is.
Oh, my.
That's the Constitution.
Well, there you go. It says it right there. You have to be 35 years old to be president.
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
That's my fucking point, okay? You can't be president.
Well, but what if we scratched out the five and one in front of the three?
Are you kidding me? We are not going to get ice cream with that kind of shit.
Hold on, this is now official.
We are going to get ice cream.
This is the official document. Oh, no. It has now been changed to 15.
Oh, who cares?
Who gives a shit? Shit.
Dude, you're still 13, bitch.
Don't worry. We'll just make it a one.
Still 13, bitch.
Five.
And you're right, Brad. We're not getting ice cream because we're getting gelato.
Oh, no. I'm not going to get that crap. I'm getting the real dairy stuff,
honey. We're getting gelato. I'm getting stracciatella.
Okay, blow out the candles. There's 15 of them.
Fine. There we go. They're blown out. I'm 15.
Jesus Christ, not even your birthday party. God damn it. You know, you blew out the road. You're such a fucking selfish piece of shit. You know that? You would know, Brad.
You would know, Brad.
Hey, is that it?
You two. It's Donna's birthday, and you're kind of ruining it. Donna, did you make a wish? I'm a little.
I fucking knew it. He's high.
It has nothing to do with Donna. Donna, did you make a wish?
I mean, yeah, but I didn't get to blow out the candles, so I don't think that it counted.
For it's me. His it wish now. It doesn't. He's count. Not my yeah, son, but it's his wish. It
is
his
well, this wish. Is the perfect opportunity for me to declare my candidacy for the presidency 2024. Oh my
God, hold it! No one's gonna vote for you. No one's gonna fucking vote for you.
I know who's gonna vote for me, Brian.
You know what? I'm running for president too.
And welcome back to the presidential elections. We have Brad, the dad.
This is the election or the debate?
Are you high? Are you high? You fucking high? Jesus fucking debate. Christ. It's the debate. We got it. All right, now listen. All right, now let me tell you something right now about this little piece of shit, okay? He is such a piece of shit.
Nice language, Brad.
Oh, yeah, nice language. Nice language. Where did you learn it from?
Okay. You? I learned it from watching you.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Look, if I'm elected.
I have a question for the candidates.
Sure.
You're given $100,000 and a free day, and you have to spend that money. What would you do?
$100,000? That's it?
It's a lot of money.
It's not dual money.
No, it's not, Brad. No, it's not. And that's the problem with America right now. I'm pivoting.
Oh, my God.
Only to a certain subset of people. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Jewel.
Oh, my God. This is classic Ronnie. Now, this is look at that. Ronnie, do you know even... This is
my headset. Look. My headset came off that I got so animated there.
Why don't you take him off, Ronnie?
Hey, Donna, are you in your room?
Yeah.
Hey.
I didn't say you could come in.
Okay.
Oh my God, were you trying to see my tits? Get out of here.
What? Wait, what? Hold on. I miss my little girl.
What the hell, Mom? Just wait for me. Let me put on a shirt. Just wait.
I'm not looking.
Okay, you can come in.
Maybe we could go get our nails done or something today. Or is there like a top you wanted to buy or something?
Is that because I was just topless? Because I can do whatever I want in my room.
I know.
That's the kind of stuff that my candidate's fighting time. For.
Wait, what?
My candidate? You're he not, also changed the age that you can be to vote.
You're
so.
Not voting for Ronnie.
Of course I'm voting for Ronnie.
He's a little asshole.
He speaks my language.
Your language?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Donna, I came in here to connect this afternoon, maybe go to the mall, but it seems like you want to get political. If you want to get political, you have to understand I'm a Brad gal. I'm a Brad gal.
Are you sounds kidding like me right now?
No,
I used
I'm not
to be meek.
You.
I used to be meek, and Ronnie taught me.
Hey, Ronnie, did you pick a running mate yet? Deke wants to go. Can Deke be your running mate?
I'm pondering my choices, Deke, okay? There's a lot of good options out there.
All right, well, just put my hat in the ring. You just got deked.
Oh, there's poop all over my head, Deke.
No talking in this math class. No talking.
Sucks. I'm running for president. I still got to go to school.
I'm sorry. Can you not talk to the candidate like that, please?
Excuse me? Thank you. I already have Secret Service protection.
Okay, I can do whatever I want. Look, I'm walking.
No, hold on. We will have to put you on the ground, all right?
I can put my hand on his desk if I want to.
Put him on the ground.
Get on the ground! Get on the fucking ground! Get on the fucking ground! Get on the fucking ground!
Thank God we're not doing math anymore. I'd have to say my catchphrase over and over.
Mr. Clarkson, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. You attacked the candidate.
I didn't attack him.
The school is not going to pay to get your ribs remade or whatever you wrote down. I'm sorry, we're just not going to do that.
Need new ribs. You broke all my ribs.
Mr. Clarkson, I don't believe that. Okay?
Who are you voting for, by the way?
That's an inappropriate question, Mr. Clarkson.
I need new ribs. The least I could get from this fucking school is to know who they're voting for.
No, Mr. Clarkson, you need a new job. That's what you need, okay? I'm sorry that your ribs might be bruised or broken to what you say, but we're not going to put what
I'm
you
a Brad
here.
Lad. I'm a Brad lad, okay? I'm a Brad lad.
Great.
Brad,
Jesus Christ. They do look bruised. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, Mr. You're paying for this new desk.
All right, members of the media, thank you. I'm ready to announce my running mate. And after a lot of internal wrestling, I've decided
that I'm running with Brad. We've put our differences aside.
What?
And we hope that our different factions become together.
News crew, over here, news crew.
What's
news crew question. Okay, how? Why?
Well, he was just about to answer, then you cut him off. So let him.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, I'm going to be president. He's going to be vice president.
What?
That's not what we discussed, Brad.
Well, that's exactly what we discussed, Ronnie.
No, okay? Maybe that's what you heard, but that's not what we talked about.
No, Ronnie, that's exactly what we talked about, Ronnie. That's what's going on.
I won the primary, Brad.
But are you kidding me? There's dumbass fucking kids voted for you. You need an adult to be in the room to run the show,
you
Ronnie.
You will be in the room, but you will be vice president.
I'm not going to be vice president, Ronnie. Okay, you're still under my house. These are my rules. All right, I might not be your dad.
All right, I'm going with Deke.
Yeah!
I'm going with Deke as my running mate.
Oh, my heart.
Mom, okay, we're getting our nails done. Now will you listen to me?
I'm going to listen to you with an open mind and an open heart. Go ahead.
There's an opening spot in the presidential race, and I want to do it.
Okay, wait, what? How? Why?
Well, Brad conceded he was going to be Ronnie's running mate. That kind of blew up too, but he got pissed, and there is an opening, and I want to run against Ronnie.
Okay, so what color did you want your nails to be?
Can I get the Make Me Tickle Pink?
I don't know. I think maybe
just
you should
know that's a $60 extra charge.
Oh, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I'm not going to do that?
For that color?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something similar in a different brand?
Donna, hear me out. Yeah. Donna, hear me out. Hear me out. If you're going to run to be president, maybe you should get presidential colors. I want to back you on this.
Well, that's the thing. Studies actually show that if women have brightly colored nails, they aren't taken as seriously then as women who have just a more neutral tone to their nails.
Okay, how much is the nude or neutral tone?
This one right here?
Yeah, that one looks nice. That looks nice.
It is super nice. It's common color. So many people have it. I mean, I'm wearing
it
right
now. But
you
know what? Isn't it BS that that's the case? I should be able to wear any color nail polish I want. It's doing nothing but expressing my own individuality, my own taste. Why is that offensive to people?
The neutral color is going to be about $120 extra.
I can't afford that.
We can't. Well, you're not paying for any of this. I'm paying for it. Well, Dad's paying for it, but he just, you know.
Do you want to do that?
No. I want to do red, white, and blue. And can you do sparkles on the ring fingers?
Of course, yeah.
It's on Dad. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay, it's on Dad.
Now I'm going to be running.
Welcome back to the presidential debate.
This is the election, you idiot.
Election. We are now. It's time to vote.
I'm not even running. Are you high?
You're voting for Donna or you're voting for Ronnie? That's what I know.
Well, this sucks. We got to sit here in the same room until we find out.
I know.
But full credit, Donna. You ran a tight race.
And full credit to you. You look really cool in a tie.
Hey, you look cool in what you're wearing.
Thanks. Did you know that it's actually one piece? It's not separate, pants and shirt. It's all
really?
Just one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to the, junior prom?
I don't know. I kind of wasn't planning.
I mean, it's stupid, but.
Yeah, I kind of wasn't planning on it unless someone asked me. And then I would go if someone asked me.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to go just like as
And the
as
results
friends?
Are in. The results are in.
Oh.
And your new president of the United States is.
This is how they always do it.
You say, Mr. Clarkson? Stop, buddy. Look, you can't get up there, buddy. Okay, just.
I'm just saying. I want to announce the new
back,
president of the United States.
Just,
it's pretty
just
easy.
Get oh my God! It's his ribs are so strong.
It's me. I won. I'm the adult. Third party, Green Party took it over. Mr. Clarkson is now the new president of the United States. Everybody, have a good night.
Can he call that himself? What does Kornacki have to say?
That was weird.
Ronnie, I just heard what happened on stage and all that. Donna, how you doing?
I'm very not doing well.
Those are huge nails, by the way.
Yeah, I got them acrylics.
They're great.
Thank you.
Maybe try this card. It can't all be declined. I've got a lot of money in the bank. I've got like $100,000. So try running this card.
All right, just charging that right now. Still the same thing. I'm gonna have to call American Express. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, Dad, please do, because I've got like $100,000.
I thought that you could pay for this. I asked for like extra. Americano
Expresso was I.
Yes, we have a gentleman here who's trying acrylics. To pay for an entire campaign on one card. Okay. The total is going to be about $13 million. So I think he's speaking in snake. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir.
I didn't know it was $13 million. I don't have that much money. Could you cancel that transaction?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm just gonna let you talk to the card holder.
Yep. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is the card holder. Yes. So you might know I'm a.
Actually, we're gonna go ahead because you're such a good customer. We're gonna lift your limit.
Oh,
you now have a $15 million.
Oh, hold on.
Limit.
But that transaction didn't go through, so right?
It just went through now. $13 million. Okay. Oh. God bless America.
God bless America.
You're pretty good at slow dancing, Donna.
Yeah. Can you believe I've never even done it before?
Wow. You wouldn't know it.
They just say, you know, waddle back and forth like a penguin.
Yeah, but we're waddling like in tune.
Yeah.
Hey, that was weird that we just ran against each other for president, wasn't it?
It was even weirder that we lost.
Yeah, that was fucked up, right?
I just felt like the polls. Oh, hey,
well,
Dee.
You know what? You compliment each other so well. You should run together in 2028. Oh, I said a number. Deke's in your mouth.
Oh.
Looks like we just got deeked.
Wow.
And that's our first scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene 2 is from Alchemaniac Beaker, who wrote, "Hey, yous, just up from VIP to Alchemaniac.
Yo!
Yay! Special thanks to Joey for that hot tip on that piece of land in the valley. I promise I'll return the chinchillas to you ASAP. Let's try this scene suggestion again. Six. S-I-X. Six. Thanks as always. Love you guys. Beaker."
666. 666.
The service doesn't start for another 30 minutes. You could sit towards the front if you want. We're just prepping for today's service, sir.
Oh, I've done enough prepping. Okay. Enjoy the service.
Actually, if you're not busy, I could use some help putting
away.
Candles up. Wait, come back.
I ran away.
It's hard putting all these candles out before the service every service.
Ed, who are you talking to?
I'm just talking to God in God's house here. Oh, actually, do you have a minute? I'm trying to put these candles out. Oh, all right.
I'm walking away.
Oh, I heard you. Jesus.
I'm gone.
Jesus.
Yes,
Ed. Right. Oh, my God. I didn't know you were here.
I'm always here.
I know. It just gets lonely when nobody typically answers back, except for randos, you know.
You haven't had a lot of people lately, huh?
It's been pretty light crowd. It's almost makes me feel like I shouldn't put all the candles out because I'm burning a lot of candles.
You should put all the candles out, Ed. I mean, it's more important to reach the people that are there, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Jesus. Wait, you're not just a guy that has a beard and long hair, right? Wearing a weird robe.
I am all those things.
Are you... I mean, it shouldn't surprise me, but are you, Jesus.
I'm walking away.
Oh, damn it. It's so lonely putting these candles out here by myself.
Hey, Father.
Oh.
I know that you're not open yet, but I just peeked my
We're
head in.
We're always open for you. Come on in.
Thanks. If you need help with these candles, I'm happy to help.
Oh my gosh, yes, please. Here, each one of these goes on one of those holders, and don't light it, because that's an adult job.
Okay. I just, like this, right?
Just like that. That's okay. Perfect.
Awesome. I just want to say, like, I know that it's been kind of slow lately, that the crowds are dwindling, but...
I think it's football season, you know.
Yeah, I get it. But I just wanted to let you know that I thought you had a great set last Sunday.
Thank you.
I just wish I could sermonize like you do, and I just wonder if you have any tips.
You know what the tip is? Just to get doing it. What if I let you do the opening sermon today?
Wait, really?
Yeah, you could sermonize a tight. We'll give you a tight five, and then I'll do my sermonizing.
That would be amazing, Father. I would love that.
All right. Well, then I guess as soon as people sit down and get ready, then we'll be good to go. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to throw you into this. You've got something that you'd like to talk about, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little dated. I wrote it a long time ago.
Well, but so is the Bible. You know?
I'm happy to give it a shot.
Yes, please. Please do.
Okay, the congregation has been seated. There is a real strong presence this morning, Father. A real devil presence this morning.
A devil presence?
Yeah. Yeah. Did anything happen here this morning when you were setting up?
Well, there was a couple people that were waiting early. One was 66666. And then other was...
Hold on, let's pause. It's probably that.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. It sounds like Satan was summoned this morning.
But Jesus was also here, but I think I disappointed him.
Oh. Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the fate of this.
Hey, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Are you the priest here?
Yeah.
I got to do a quick confession, please. Please.
Well, this is not usually it's in private.
I'll step out.
Do you mind? Okay. Close the door.
Do you mind if we do it with the partition so you know who I am?
If that makes you feel more comfortable, Jim.
It would. I just don't want you to know who I am for what I'm about to tell you.
Okay. That's fair. Well, how about this? I'll just cover my eyes.
Why don't we just lay on the ground and we'll use some of the pews here to block our view, huh?
That sounds perfect. I'm just going to get comfortable. Are you okay?
I'm all right.
All right, my eyes are closed and I can't see you. Jim, whenever you're ready.
Father, it's been about 6 years since my last confession.
I remember.
You do?
Well, I'm not supposed to say, but I do. Jim, I don't have that many people here, so go ahead.
Well, you remember my last confession.
That was pretty brutal. It was disgusting.
So you judged me for it then, too?
I didn't judge you. Does it sound like I was being judgy? It was just one of those things that I had nightmares about for a while. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't know if I can be here. Maybe I should just go pray to Satan.
Wait.
Can I get a bowl?
Okay.
Brown rice, black beans, easy on the brown rice.
Okay.
What is sofritas?
It's just like a mix of stuff, and it's like in olive oil, and then we saute it and
Jesus good Christ. Stuff.
Yes.
Huh?
It's good. It's vegetables. It's healthy for you.
Sorry, I thought you had said something. I'll do that. I'll do the sofritas.
Okay.
And some of these fajitas.
Okay. Everybody on the ground right now! With the fucking stick of a room and shut the fucking head. No.
Hey.
Oh no.
Hey. Hey you. Get the fuck out of my Chipotle.
Me or this guy?
You! The one trying to stick us up.
Look, lady, you better not fuck with me, okay?
What's the problem, brother? What's the problem, brother?
You don't know what it's like, man. I got this one loaf and this one fish, and I gotta feed all these people, man, and it's impossible. I just got this one loaf and this one fish.
It's not impossible. How many people do you need to feed?
Hundreds.
And when is the dinner?
Tonight. It isn't now even.
Well, why do you only have one loaf and one fish?
That's all I got. Hey, fuck you, man. That's all I fucking got, okay? That's all I got.
That's all you can afford or all you got?
It's all I got, asshole, right? I'm sorry I can't be
dining. You need to get more food.
No shit.
I mean, that's on you. That's on you if you've scheduled a dinner where you're responsible for feeding hundreds of people.
Now, Myrna, we're so sorry you had to go through that scary moment there, but we think you did a pretty good job.
I tried to hold my ground, yeah.
Protecting the Chipotle. One thing, it's not a big deal, but it's like, I think you said something to the effect of, get the fuck out of my Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to come in strong.
We didn't like that.
The board is here. They didn't like that part.
I'm confused.
It's more our Chipotle.
It's the board's Chipotle.
Right. I mean, no, I understand that I don't own the Chipotle, that I only work here.
Okay, we just need to make that very clear.
I was just trying to stop it from getting robbed. He was going to take all of our food because he was hosting a massive party, but he only had one loaf of bread and one fish.
We heard
all
we
of
heard
our food too. Or all of my food? Because that's probably what you think, right?
Right. That's the issue here.
Wow, guys. So what's going on
and
here?
And a dog. And a dog.
referring to the board.
Sorry.
Yes, thank
you. Wow, guys, and dog.
Thank you.
If you're going to fire me, fucking fire me, okay?
Whoa. We think you're a great manager. We're not going to fire you. We just need you to make it clear to every customer you interact with from here on out that you do not own this establishment.
That doesn't naturally come up.
And we're going to give you a raise.
Okay.
Six bucks an hour.
Well, here you go, my brother. I mean, do you think it's actually feasible to have fed all these people with one loaf and one fish? Or is it more feasible to get catering from Chipotle?
I guess catering.
Yes. It's pretty affordable, right? You've got trays of rice and trays of beans. People can assemble their own burritos.
I mean, but how am I going to pay for this, man? I don't know how I'm going to pay for this.
Well, it's pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, man, you made me put it on my card, man. I have a limit, man. I can't.
Well, how much is on your
Oh, Chipotle. I really wanted bread and fish.
Excuse me, Father. I have sinned. It's been, I don't even remember since my last
confession.
I don't
remember you ever coming in either, honestly. Oh, sorry. I can actually see through this. I don't recognize you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was awkward. I just get excited. We don't get new people in very often.
Okay. Do you want me to keep going or?
Oh, absolutely. Did I interrupt you? You said it's been a while. I was saying what I was trying to say is I don't think you've ever confessed, at least not to me.
Right. But I have confessed it's been a while. I can't remember how long, but I've definitely done it before.
Must have been a different church. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been coveting my boss's work? Boss's acquisitions, my boss's assets.
You've been having sex with his assets?
What?
What are you talking about?
I said I've been coveting.
Yeah, I know what you said, and that's nasty. Wait. I've listened to some nasty shit.
I think I learned coveting in a different church as something
else. You know what?
Else.
Well, this church has a specific way.
Myrna, thank you for meeting with the board. So we had a priest stop by this afternoon.
Oh, okay, good. They
Since
get
you've
a
been
discount.
Having sex.
What?
With.
I mean, sometimes.
The store.
Huh?
With the money in the safe.
Wait. I'm not fucking the store.
I don't know, dog. Yeah, he agrees. We heard what we heard.
Guys. There are cameras set up here. I'm sure that you can see that.
We're not going to watch that, okay?
The ocean is beautiful, isn't it, Father Ed?
Oh, you surprised me. I thought it was here
sorry,
by myself.
I didn't mean to sneak up on you. Do you want some chips and guac, by the way?
Sure. I'm starving.
And I got a few different salsas here, ranging from milder pico de gallo to spicier.
Oh, pico de gallo is spicy enough for me.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring, bring.
Hey, you notice there's only one set of footprints here on the beach.
Bring, bring, yeah. Bring, bring, bring. You must have flown down.
Flown down?
Hold on a second. Hello?
Hi, is the father there? I've been calling around. This is Terry.
Terry, how did you get my number?
I've been calling every number trying to find the father.
Well, look, I'm on the beach right now trying to enjoy the water, okay? Can you stop calling me?
It's weird that there's one set of footprints because you have security with you.
I'm a pretty big deal father kind of figure. I'm a pretty big deal father figure.
I'm not sure how you're punctuating.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned again. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession with you. So my bosses, they accused me of having sex with my workplace.
Oh, well, they must have found out somehow. I don't know how they found out. But maybe you shouldn't do nasty stuff like that at the workplace because people eat there. Like, maybe some people have their family go to that place. So I'm sure they're bound to find out one time or another.
Well, here's the messed up thing. I hadn't done that. But then they put the idea in my mind and I thought, interesting. I want to be more, a little more adventurous with my sexuality. I'll give it a go.
Oh, my God.
And then I did. And now I'm very into it. So I wanted to get that off of my chest and confess that I have been.
Myrna, I don't know how else to tell you this, but you were pregnant.
I don't.
You're
think.
Pregnant.
The dog. Wait, the dog can smell it. The dog can smell it.
Shouldn't my doctor be telling me this?
Look, we're the board.
Are you guys firing me?
No, we're legally we're not allowed to. Now
we can't do it because we understand that you are pregnant with fresh ingredients. You're pregnant with cookware, so on and so forth.
That was
if you birth any avocado, special. That will be charged to you extra. Okay,
that's an extra. That's a charge.
That's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seat 3 is from listener Anthony DeFonso, who wrote, "What's up? You guys did my corrugated correlated scene. I really appreciate it. I play that episode ad nauseum. My family is over it. You know how in the intro question, Joey's response spirals off into nonsense? So the suggestion is, ancient philosophers, what were they really like? Thanks again for the awesome show, Tony."
Look, there's no way to know what they were like. We just have a limited resource of their material. There's so much lost, right? I mean, yeah, we have a lot of Cicero, but that's just one person, okay? So just don't really think too much about it. Just, you know, enjoy the pieces.
Well, what
we have.
If I told you that I had the ability to bring them to the future so we could talk to them?
Last call.
We heard you. Let's just get a drink real
or
quick.
Or we could go to the past, but it's dangerous in the past.
Hold on a second. Can I get another gin martini?
Oh, we do have
last
call.
Is well gin fine or?
No, it's not fine. Okay. I would like something a little better than well gin, please.
Okay. Can you name a gin company?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to do Printers, please.
Printers Gin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
How about for you, pal?
Boomer's Gym.
Boomer's Gym.
Boomba's? Boomba's Gym? Boomer's.
You said it right. You said it right.
Boomer's employees, gather around. Guess what? We've been requested.
No!
Evidently, the well gin wasn't fine, and he wanted Boomer's. And, you know, we're usually on the bottom shelf, but today we're the kings.
Well, let's start fermenting some of those juniper berries.
You bet. The man's going to be crazy now.
Okay.
I understand, Plato, but perhaps not.
Okay, not. Cut. You got to say Boomer's. You got to say Boomer's gin in this, okay?
I thought that the placement of the bottle next to me spoke for itself.
Do you know Pliny the Elder, that beer?
Yeah.
You know how goddamn successful they are? Okay. Yeah. We got to use Plato here to get Boomer's on the map here, all right? We're using philosophy, thought, all right? Now just come on. You got to
say
it.
And Aristotle, whenever you lean forward, you're in Plato's light.
Mm. Oh, my apologies.
God, I want to kill that guy. I don't know what it is. I just want to fucking kill that guy. I don't know.
Can I ask a question? I understand that in the script it says Socrates doesn't have any lines, but I think I could really add something to the spot.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Sounded like a statement.
Well, the question being, can I get some lines?
Listen, when we brought you guys here from the past, it wasn't so you could bullshit around on set. Okay?
What's bullshitting around on set if not exploring creativity?
The exploring creativity happened when we gave you the script. That's the creativity. We need you to execute the creativity.
But where's the exploration? If you give Socrates a line, I got to know, because right now he's not lit.
We're not giving him a line. We're not giving him a line, okay? It's on Plato. Okay.
His method is pretty effective, though. Like, that question really made me think.
Let me have a quick question here. Are you sure you want to go with the slogan, Boomer's,
It's better than hemlock.
For, well,
yes.
Hold on one second. Questions are kind of my thing. What's going on over here?
I think questions are a thing. Questions are just a thing. It's okay. Well, questions are a thing. All right.
My thing.
Questions are just a thing.
They're just a thing. Okay. So let's just go from one. You got it? Everyone good? Okay. Everyone good? Everyone just kind of like looking at me like they're thinking? Can I just get a like yes or no, please, that this is going on? Yes?
What is good?
That's what I was going to say.
Bomber's gin. That's good.
Yeah. Bomber's gin is good.
It's good. That's good. Okay.
Bomber's that's good. Jim is good.
Gin. God. Gin.
Jesus, I can't be Christ. Around these guys. Jesus, I'm out of here.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just take a fucking break, please. Okay. I got to go get.
Hey, welcome to Bomber's Gym. Can I do a temperature check?
Do I have to wear my mask while I work out?
Nah, you don't have to wear your mask. We're just doing, you know, we just got to go through the motions with the temperature check.
Sure.
All right, 102. You're good.
I run hot. What can I say?
Hey. Hey, what machine are you going to use?
I'm going to go for the fly machine.
Yeah.
The Delt fly machine.
All right, yeah. Fly girl.
I'm a fly girl. Yeah, I got to really work on my chest and back is the thing. My lats and my delts are a bit lacking right now.
It's so good to actually have somebody here, you know, at the gym.
Yeah.
Because you know? I feel like during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people just didn't feel safe, you know. Also, a lot of people confuse us with Bombas Gin.
Right. That was a little bit confusing for sure.
Yeah.
Bombas Gin has taken off. We need to do something to differentiate Printer's Gin.
What can we do? What could we do? Oh, I have it. What if we put gin inside pieces of paper?
Go on.
That's all I have.
I think he's onto something.
That's all I have. Back in the 60s,
they used to put lysergic discriminative acid,
what?
LSD, and they'd put it on a piece of paper. What if we did that with our gin?
Wait, what? What does LSD stand for?
Lysergic sadistic acid. And all you need to do is you put a little bit on they called it Tabs. And we could give Tabs of Printer's Gin.
Wait a second. Tabs is a cola drink. Maybe we should use Tabs, cans, and fill them with paper. What do you think?
And the paper be soaked with Printer's Gin?
I don't know.
So are you understanding what these allegories are all about?
Mr. Clarkson, I don't know.
You got to give me more than that. Anybody?
Sorry. What?
No kissing. Donna, other presidential. No kissing.
Ronnie. You forgot his name. He was a national candidate. Mr. Clarkson is a national candidate.
I understand that I was supposed to gain 10 pounds of muscle for the role. I have been going to the gym every day. I really don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what. Look, I'm sorry, but the commercial spot's been canceled. I'm sorry no one hit you up about that.
I've been preparing for this commercial for 3 months. I've been going to the gym every day.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is a little bit risky right now, let me just say.
Yeah, I mean, you can work out at home. There's so many safe ways to do it. But, you know, it's... We just couldn't do it. We transported some actors, I guess, or philosophers from the past. And long story short, they just really chewed our ass about what kind of the meaning of the commercial was and why we were doing it. And we just gave it up. So I'm sorry.
I still get the day rate, though, right?
This is non-union.
What is IMAX? Really?
That was good. That was good. That's the take.
I need another one for lighting.
That was so good.
Was I good?
That was so good.
Was I okay?
Okay, let's just go right away.
Was I all right? Okay. Any notes for me?
These seats are comfy and big, but what is IMAX really?
That's a cut. That felt that good for everybody. For everybody, client, are we happy?
Was that good?
We're good on light.
Okay, good on light. Sound?
Was that good?
Well, here's the problem with sound is at the end of his line, the character with no lines was saying, is that good? And it picked up on my audio, so it kind of overlapped. I guess we'll have to do it.
I think that's just the universal question, though. What is good?
Is that good? Is that good?
Excuse me, client. This is supposed to be a spot for Chipotle, so I'm just confused as to why we're referencing IMAX, if we even have the rights to do so.
Well, it goes on to see that I have smuggled in a Chipotle burrito.
Right, but can we use IMAX. That word? I just want to make sure that we have clearance to use that word within our commercial.
Are you the client? Because I feel like I see you at the one on Third.
This is Myrna Scherner.
That's mine, yeah.
She's on the board of Chipotle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Myrna Scherner.
Myrna allegedly Scherner. A Chipotle mommy.
A what?
A Chipotle mommy?
Chipotle.
Are you on laxiderming, sesoderming acid right now, dude?
A little bit.
Myrna Shermer, Myrna Shermer, Myrna Shermer.
All right. Have you ever been to, you know, I think I'm going to do.
What?
What's going on?
I'm trying to psych you out, okay? This isn't my first audition. I was a Fanta girl, okay? Wanna? Don't you wanna Fanta? I was the purple don't you one. Wanna? So yeah, I think I'm going to be the next Chipotle mommy.
Okay. All right.
I understand that there's room for three of us, as they do want three Chipotle
three
mommies.
Three dicks in your mouth.
God, I did not realize that this was a unisex.
I don't want you to psych me out here. I'm just trying to sign you in, okay?
Hi, I'd like to sign in, please.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm just really fucked up right now. I don't know who I am.
Are you high?
A little. I mean, I guess I have to be high. Okay. Who's next? You're next?
You don't actually know who you are till you've had some Boomers gin. Boomers. Know thyself.
That's really good.
That's really, really good. Shut up. Are you
That's
serious?
That's really, really good.
I'm just signing in. Okay.
Oh, don't tell me to shut up.
Hey, that guy's high.
Get the hell out of here. Wait, what?
There's a bottle of Usher's gin right next to him.
Shut up.
But don't you dare do that to me.
All right, I'm leaving.
Wow, that was really quick. You asked me to pick you up so soon. I was just around the block. What happened? Did you book it?
I don't think I'm cut out for this, babe.
What do you mean?
I moved us and our child and our dog and everything from Nashville because I had a dream. I just don't think I'm fucking
We're
cut
here
out
to support you. What do you mean?
Did you get the commercial, Daddy?
Of course he did. Of course he did. Dog, what do you have to say?
But babe, I know you're willing to live in this car and I know yeah, we're all
it's a Bentley, of course.
And we had one lump sum.
I'm voting for Dog for president. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Myrna Scherner.
Myrna Scherner? I don't know. I don't know if I agree with her viewpoints. But
I
Dog,
like a rhyming
I'm on
name.
Board.
It's catchy.
Have you guys heard about that tab can with loose pieces of paper?
Yeah, a bunch of people are choking on it. It's a total liability. I mean,
that's last call. Last call.
You know what's fucked up is tab is going down for it. But really, it should be printer's gin.
Yeah, true. Excuse me. Let's just get one more drink before. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get a couple of drinks here before?
Yeah. That's why I said last call.
What kind of gins do you have?
Let me see. We got generic. We got boomers. We got printers.
Generic gin. Employees. Hey, it happened.
What? We got requested.
What?
Oh my God.
Did we get requested or just mentioned? Okay. Did we get requested?
Oh, shit. Shit.
What happened?
Don't do this to us again. Do not.
I don't know. Let me just look.
Jesus Christ.
I'm looking at the report. What? Our name was said.
Okay.
This is your fault, Jesus. You said.
Look, I've only worked here for a week.
This is bullshit.
It was a mention. It was just a mention.
You said if I open up this gin. Oh my God. Jesus.
Look, and I can turn this one juniper berry.
Oh, we went on a ride, everybody.
We're all getting paid $100,000 for this, though, so feel free to go use it today and today only. Ugh.
Today only?
Yep, that's it. Let's check in with everybody. James Heaney.
Gosh darn, I love it. Check out on November 27th, which is the last Saturday of the month, as it always is, at 11 a.m., we're going to have our live hang. So check it out.
Nice.
Twitch.tv/alchemythis.
Chris Alvarado.
My fiance Jessica recently tried to like punk me on Instagram, saying that I couldn't run an 8-minute mile. Mm-hmm. I haven't ran in years, to be honest. I work out at home, but I don't run or do much cardio. I think I'm gonna go do that this afternoon. I think I'm gonna go to the park right now. Good. And
but she's gonna be there, right?
She's gonna be there.
Okay.
And she thinks I can't do an 8-minute mile. She thinks I can do a 9-minute mile. My knees aren't what they used to be, I'm being honest, but I think I'm going to do it. So I'm going to go run a mile and I'll keep you posted.
Can you put a GoPro on it so with the timer running so we can all see how it unfolds?
I do have a stupid little GoPro. I do have a GoPro, but that wouldn't be good footage.
That sounds a little nauseating.
I don't know. Who knows? Don't know until you shoot it.
Okay.
Craig Kukowski.
Just wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I never know how far out we are, but I think this is roughly right. Maybe this will be before Thanksgiving. And if it's
but
after,
we can be honest, this is really far out today, isn't it? Sorry.
I just get your turkey now. Get your turkey now because they are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. True. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for having me here. I adore it. I adore playing with you guys. I am at Jackie DeRuthie on the socials, and I'm constantly plugging my podcast, The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year.
Nice. Joey Greer.
I really want to echo that turkey. Get it. Get it while you can. If you have space in the freezer, just plop it in. Get all the fixings. If you need a brine, I really recommend a brine for your turkey. Just get all the stuff now. I know it's early, but you're just going to be thanking yourself.
I don't know how far back we are.
We want to thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
For guest hosting all these episodes.
And we got you something. We all pitched and we got you something.
$100,000.
Can you see it?
No, I can't because you've got filters on. But
I was pretending like we got you a turkey.
Oh. Well, thanks, guys. It's been fun. Merry Christmas. Happy Arbor Day. I don't know when this is going to go. At Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton on socials. SFSketchfest.com. Check out the lineup for the 20th anniversary festival. I'm sure that we're at least past the lineup announced now, so you'll know that Alchemy This is there. Oh. And go come see us in January. It will be fun. We'll even say hi to some of you. thanks guys for listening. Let's thank our amazing engineer producer Doug Bame. The fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. And please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.